October 25th. Deterioration progressing. I've given up using the typewriter. Coordination is too bad. From now on, I'll have to write out these reports in longhand. I thought a lot about the things Alice said, and then it hit me that if I kept on reading and learning new things, even while I was forgetting the old ones, I would be able to keep some of my intelligence. I was on a down escalator now. If I stood still, I'd go all the way to the bottom, but if I started to run up, maybe I could at least stay in the same place. The important thing was to keep moving upward no matter what happened. So I went to the library and got out a lot of books to read. I've been reading a lot now. Most of the books are too hard for me, but I don't care. As long as I keep reading, I'll learn new things and I won't forget how to read. That's the most important thing. If I keep reading, maybe I can hold my own. Dr. Strauss came around the day after Alice left, so I guess she told him about me. He pretended all he wanted was the progress reports, but I told him I would send them. I don't want him coming around here. I told him he doesn't have to be worried about me because when I think I won't be able to take care of myself anymore, I'll get on a train and go to Warren. I told him I'd rather just go by myself when the time comes. I tried to talk to Faye, but I can see she's afraid of me. I guess she figures I've gone out of my mind. Last night she came home with somebody. He looked very young. This morning the landlady, Mrs. Mooney, came up with a bowl of hot chicken soup and some chicken. She said she just thought she would look in on me to see if I was doing all right. I told her I had lots of food to eat, but she left it anyway, and it was good. She pretended she was doing it on her own, but I'm not that stupid yet. Alice or Strauss must have told her to look in on me and make sure I was all right. Well, that's okay. She's a nice old lady with an Irish accent, and she likes to talk all about the people in the building. When she saw the mess on the floor inside my apartment, she didn't say anything about it. I guess she's all right. November 1st. A week since I dared to write again. I don't know where the time goes. Today's Sunday. I know because I can see through my window the people going into the church across the street. I think I laid in bed all week. But I remember Mrs. Mooney bringing me food a few times and asking if I was sick. What am I going to do with myself? I can't just hang around here all alone and look out the window. I've got to get hold of myself. I keep saying over and over that I've got to do something, but then I forget. Or maybe it's just easier not to do what I say I'm going to do. I still have some books from the library, but a lot of them are too hard for me. I read a lot of mystery stories now, and books about kings and queens from old times. I read a book about a man who thought he was a knight and went out on an old horse with his friend. But no matter what he did, he always ended up getting beaten and hurt, like when he thought the windmills were dragons. At first I thought it was a silly book, because if he wasn't crazy, he could see that windmills weren't dragons, and there's no such thing as sorcerers and enchanted castles. But then I remembered that there was something else it was all supposed to mean, something the story didn't say but only hinted at, like there was other meanings, but I don't know what. And that made me angry, because I think I used to know. But I'm keeping up with my reading and learning new things every day, and I know it's going to help me. I know I should have written some progress reports before this, so they'll know what's happening to me. But writing is harder. I have to look up even simple words in the dictionary now, and it makes me angry with myself.